This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Clovis Chapel was a Methodist minister in Arkansas years ago. He said a friend of his was engaged to be married. This man who was engaged took his fiancée to the local theater in a small town in Arkansas. During the movie, there was a man sitting near the front row of the theater who thought he saw smoke coming out from underneath the screen at the theater. So he did something that a lot of people would do in that situation. He hollered, "Fire! Fire!" Clovis Chapel said his friend, engaged to his fiancée, got up and ran out the door, didn't even look back to see if his fiancée was with him. She was still sitting in the chair when he walked back in, humiliated that he had run out, considering only himself, worried only about his own skin, so to speak, didn't even look back to see if his fiancée was with him or even if she was okay. And here's what Clovis Chapel said. The so-called fire at the theater didn't cause his cowardice. All it did was reveal it. You understand that? It didn't cause him to be a coward. It simply revealed the cowardice that was already there. I want to suggest to you that the Lord has moments in your life that don't cause you to do anything or to be anything. It just reveals what's already there. I began this message by talking about my friend Pat Galloway in Atlanta. I didn't tell you the whole story about his life, and I want to tell you one more incident in his life as I close. When Pat was 22 years old, he was out in Las Vegas. He was a bellhop at one of the resorts or casinos in Las Vegas. Under the influence, I think, of alcohol or drugs, he was driving his car outside of Las Vegas at over 100 miles an hour and lost control of the car. When he was brought to the hospital, they said he was DOA, dead on arrival, 22 years old. They called his parents back in Atlanta and said, "Your son's dead. We're sorry to inform you of that." And then they revived him. After that, they had to call his parents and say, "Well, we were wrong. He's not dead, but he's just barely hanging on to life." If you can imagine the emotional roller coaster that put his parents through. Pat remembers being given the last rites by a priest. They didn't know what religious background, and somebody, a priest, just came in and said, "I'm going to give you the last rites." Pat survived, obviously, to spend 23 years of his life in prison ministry. But Pat will tell you this. He said he believes that his life was spared for a reason. He believes that God spared his life for a reason. And you know, this sounds like I'm disagreeing with him, but I'm not. I want to say this. Everyone in this room, your life has been spared for a reason. As melodramatic as it sounds, God spared your life yesterday so you could be here today. And God spared your life last month so you could be here this month, and there's something he has for you to do. I want to suggest what he has for you to do. You're thinking, "Well, what great thing could he want me to do?" I'll tell you what it is. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your soul. That's what God wants you to do with the rest of your life. And to love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said this, "Do this. You will live. Do this. And you will live." Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the word today, parable that is only mentioned in Luke for whatever reason. No one, Matthew doesn't mention it. Mark, John, they don't mention it. But Luke did. Luke the doctor recorded this story. And I'm glad he did. Because it's a powerful lesson to me, a powerful lesson to everyone here, that we're to love you with a total love, emotionally and spiritually and physically and intellectually.
Now then, next week, a special week of Christmas stories to prepare your heart for Christmas. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.